Did you know what was happening?
No.
Nobody realized.
Nobody. When the Germans came in, like I was the first, the reason we were split up, and I was sent to camp alone, was they come in and they said, on a Monday, let's say, they said that if you send one of the family into camp, to labor camp, they will leave you alone. Then the whole family will be left alone. Then finally, a few days later, they took my two brothers. Anyway. But because I was 16 and I was the youngest in the family, so I says, I'll go and spare the family. But we didn't realize what was happening. Nobody actually realized what was happening, what's going to happen. We just went. We had a nice synagogue in the city, and also a Beis Medrash. So, just two. And public school, we went to public school, which that wasn't the greatest thing to do, but we had to go. It was very bad in the Polish school. For a Jewish boy to go to the Polish school was very bad.
Is that where most of the Jewish children went?
We didn't have no choice. We didn't have a Jewish school. But after the school, after the public school, the kids went to Cheder. Just for a couple, 3 hours a day. That's how we learned Yiddish. Yiddish was our main mother tongue.
When were you split up from your family? When was the last time you saw them all?
In 1941.